Essay 19. Some analysis of the ECE paradigm shift. In the past 8 years, the ECE paradigm shift has changed physics beyond recognition. The unprecedented interest in ECE theory can be studied in great detail in the overview files frequently attached to the diary of AIAS.us. These files are in themselves only a tiny fraction of the complete interest, which runs to about 8 million hits. From about 2006 onwards, a complete record of millions of hits, page views, distinct visits, and so on, has been kept on computer and is available on request. In the overview files, the feedback record is restricted to universities, institutes and similar, household name corporations, government departments and military facilities in the US. This is thought to be the best quality feedback from the best quality minds. Also, the feedback has to be recognizable, and this is the case with institutions. The monitoring of the paradigm shift has been sustained for almost 8 years daily. So the overview files are a unique record of how a major paradigm shift occurs. The change in thought must be based on quality scholarship, otherwise errors in concept and mathematics and similar will be quickly detected by the international community, and no further interest will be taken in the new theory. The ECE theory was based from the outset on textbook geometry due to Cartan. This is a self-consistent type of geometry which has been course material since the 20s. Therefore, a very solid basis to the ECE axioms was chosen from the outset. Geometry was chosen as the basis for advances in physics. Therefore, ECE is a paradigm shift in general relativity, which has been extended to all physics in a unified field theory. The latter is covariant under the general coordinate transformation, or generally covariant. ECE has also unified quantum mechanics and general relativity in a very straightforward way. When the paradigm shift started to occur in spring 2003, these would have been huge claims because the physics of that era had tried unsuccessfully to forge a unified field theory of great complexity and had resoundingly failed. By now, the claim of having found a relatively simple unified field theory is routinely accepted. This conclusion rests on the nature of the feedback activity and on multiple developments in well over 170 source papers since 2003. The feedback has been such that it has been sustained for 8 years at a very intense level. The self-consistency of the Cartan geometry has been shown in comprehensive detail in self-checking proofs of various kinds. The great detail given in these proofs has been enough to convince the entire international community of the correctness of the basic geometry. After 8 years, there have been repeat visits to the ECE sites from all relevant universities and institutes worldwide, indicating complete acceptance of the paradigm shift. For the first time in the history of science, it has been possible to observe how the international community studies and gradually accepts major changes in natural philosophy. Since ECE has overthrown nearly every major axiom of the Standard Model, it is a true paradigm shift, not just a small advance in one sector. The feedback shows that the entire university sector worldwide routinely studies the ECE theory, but continues to teach the obsolete physics. This is a familiar scenario. Classical physics continues to be taught alongside major paradigm shifts, such as relativity and quantum physics. There is a tremendous pressure in the academic world to conform. Every student knows this. There is no democracy or parliament for the student, who must accept taught ideas in order to pass examinations and obtain degrees. However, the student is free to study a new paradigm in private, and the feedback software shows that this is exactly what occurs. Similarly, Staffs at universities have to conform to taught ideas in order to forge a career, which is still based on tenure. It is very difficult for the university sector to discard ideas which have been taught uncritically for so long. So in public, the old ideas are still adhered to. In private, the ECE theory is studied in great depth and detail. This is perhaps understandable, because no member of staff wishes to lose funding, and no student wishes to fail examinations. The pressures to conform are now far greater than in the early part of the 20th century, because now is the age of rapid communication and the age of hyperconformity. Large numbers of physicists are tied into experiments. Whole institutes are designed around old ideas that are so wrong. So the inertia within the physics system is far greater than in the freer days of the golden age of physics from about 1885 to 1935. When a simple theory such as ECE overturns so much complexity and shows up so much waste of funding, the instinct is to behave as if the paradigm shift never occurred and to go on working towards a comfortable retirement, towing the party line. These conclusions are drawn from the feedback activity software over 8 years of daily monitoring. They are no longer subjective statements made by a hopeful pundit. When relativity first burst upon the world of physics, it probably met with the same type of secretive response. But there was no way of measuring the response. Several of the 19th century icons of physics rejected relativity outright, but gradually it gained a foothold. With the advent of the ECE paradigm shift, the basics of that type of general relativity have been found to be incorrect. This has actually been known for 90 years, but covered up by the pressures to conform. This is one of the greatest puzzles of human nature. Something like the Einstein field equation is cut in marble, despite the fact that it's easy to show that it's wrong. And even more puzzling, despite the fact that everyone can see that it's wrong, simply by looking at the velocity curve of a whirlpool galaxy, for example. Otherwise, why millions of hits from the best minds? This must surely be akin to a party conference in the Stalinist 30s at the height of the purges. Not so severe or brutal, perhaps, but it's the same kind of thing. If the emperor says that red is blue, then it's blue. So what really happens in a shift of thought is that the old constraints are gradually loosened. Prometheus Unbound arrives slowly on the scene, reveling in a newfound freedom. The shackles of conventional wisdom are gradually loosened within the individual mind. This process depends, quite naturally, on that individual mind. One cannot generalize it except to note that the curiosity of human nature is the driving force towards new ideas. The vested, self-serving, unscientific interests of transiently powerful individuals, versed in old ideas, gradually gives way to a truer perception of nature. In the last analysis, nothing can stand in the way of simple curiosity.